lot of prominent guests on the album, including your aunt, your dad, and your brother. But there's one name that stands out when you pull out the liner notes. It's in all caps. It's Lady Gaga. Take us back to how that relationship got started.
Well, that started with this movie that we're doing, A Star Is Born, that I'm helping produce with Bradley Cooper. And producing some of the music, writing some of the music with Gaga, and consulting Bradley on how to be kind of a rock star. And then we'll be in the movie, too. Promise of the Real will be his backing band in the movie, which will be great.
Fantastic. Can you pull back the curtain a little bit on that, or is there more to come in terms of a release date? More to come.
I don't have any exciting news for you guys, but I'm sure that the powers that be will divulge.
Okay, fair enough. Anyone who has seen Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real show know that you absolutely crush it on the Fender. What age did you start playing? I mean, just being in such a musical family, do you remember just were there guitars around always, and it was like almost like a play toy when you were little?
They were always laying around, but I was never really forced or even encouraged to play. I kind of guess that they wanted us to kind of pick it up if we wanted to, but they didn't want to, you know, force it on us. And I fell in love with the guitar around maybe age 10, and I got into Jimi Hendrix and Stevie Ray Vaughan. That really did it.
Gotcha. Is there any inspirational figures along the way that kind of gave you these unforgettable guitar lessons?
Well, besides Neil Young and Dad, I mean, Dad's given me some incredible, he's an incredible guitar player in his own right. And Neil and Christofferson's given me some songwriting. Songwriting is really first and foremost what I feel I do the best.
Yeah.
And it just gets better and better. I do have a lot more songs recorded in demo form that people are going to like, I think, because they're just good songs, you know. So I'm excited about that too.
Do you carry around a pad, a paper, and a pen, you know, near your bedside table in case that moment strikes you?
No, I do not. I can't write fast enough with those. Now I'm so good with the text. I just kind of do it on my phone, and then, or I'll just push record on my phone and play the song as I've got it in my head on the guitar.
Right on. Okay. So I follow you on Instagram. You're a big Instagrammer. Always get a kick out of some of your posts. And every now and then you'll post a shot at the poker table. One I saw not too long ago was your dad and Kris Kristofferson and a few other guys at the table. Who at that table would most likely try to bluff you out of your chips?
Dad or Chris. I don't know. Everybody's bluffing. You never know.
And who's the one that's most likely to walk out with all the chips on the table?
It's a crapshoot, literally.
I hear you, man. All right, Lucas Nelson, Promise of the Real, the brand new record dropped this Friday. You can get it in record stores or available digitally downloadable as well. And you can catch them live in person at the Greenfield Lake Amphitheater. Tickets are on sale now at portcitydaily.com. Lucas, we are so thrilled to have you returning to Wilmington. We can't tell you enough. And thank you so much for your time on the phone as well.
Well, thank you. Yeah, anytime. Yeah.
All right. Cheers. Safe travels.